On today's episode, we have our very first Final Friday fiction, just in time for Halloween. I hope you enjoy this spooky story of Satan's Hollow. Welcome to Paranormal Porkopolis, a podcast about the Queen City of Cincinnati and the ghosts who haunt her. Here's your host, Heather.
Thanks, Amanda. Our very first Final Friday fiction is written by Amanda and is called Satan's Hollow.
It was the summer before senior year, and my family just moved to Silverton, Ohio from Somerset, Kentucky. I didn't know anyone in the area, but I became fast friends with my neighbor, Jamie. She showed me around a bit and gave me the lowdown on the area. Luckily, we were in the same grade, so I would know at least one person at school. One night, she was telling me about this guy named Marcus that she met outside of Italianette. She was going on and on about how cool and hot he was. He was older and said he could get us beer if we wanted. I was pretty sketched out by the whole situation, but I didn't know anyone and I didn't feel like hanging around my house alone for the rest of the summer. We made plans to meet up with Marcus later that night and he would take us into the woods so we could party. I told my mom that I was staying the night with Jamie, and she told her mom she was staying the night with me. You know, the old trick the mom routine. We walked to the end of the street, and Marcus was sitting there waiting for us in his car. I had already felt a little uneasy about this, but to be completely honest, I was pissed about moving right before my senior year and leaving all of my friends, so I figured being a little rebellious couldn't hurt. Once we got in the car, Marcus turned on Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult and then told us he had the perfect spot. He drove through Lucky's Pony Keg and picked up a six-pack of Miller Lite and took off towards Hunt Road. We pulled off and started walking towards the woods. It seemed like we were walking forever, but we finally came across the drainage pipe with all sorts of graffiti. It looked straight out of It. Marcus mentioned that he had heard stories about this tunnel and called it Satan's Hollow. Apparently, there were a lot of satanic rituals and sacrifices, and it was haunted. I was not about to get some demonic attachment, but Jamie begged me to stay. She was head over heels for Marcus after only knowing him a week and wanted to look cool. I told her I would stay for a bit, but if anything happened, I was out of there. But really, he was our ride, so I was stuck either way. This was the mid-90s and everyone didn't have cell phones back then. We walked into the tunnel a bit and I saw more graffiti that was lewd and satanic. I assumed a bunch of lame teenagers put it up. This was obviously the perfect spot to hang out and drink since it was secluded. All of a sudden, I heard a noise from deeper into the tunnel. It sounded like something dropped. My panic radar went off, and I was like, nope. Jamie clung to Marcus, and I told her it was time to leave. There could be anyone deeper in the tunnel. Marcus, being the chivalrous man he was, told us there was nothing to worry about, and he ran to his bag and pulled out a flashlight. He was going to investigate the noise. I wanted to hang back, but Jamie insisted on looking cool and following behind him. I followed suit because it was just as creepy being in the woods alone. After we walked deeper into the tunnel, I saw a flickering of lights ahead. Marcus kept walking towards the light and Jamie followed him. I was 100% over it and wishing I had stayed home, locked in my room with the music blaring and a good book. The light became brighter and I could see what looked like two hooded figures. I pulled on Jamie's coat and told her we needed to go, and she was finally starting to get some sense and come with me when Marcus grabbed her. Jamie tripped and fell to the ground. I tried to pick her up and Marcus wouldn't let her go. Jamie hit her head when she fell and she seemed to be losing consciousness. I screamed and started punching and hitting and begging him to let us leave. The two hooded figures started walking towards us and Marcus seemed to know them. Then I realized this had all been some sort of setup. One grabbed my arms and I quickly shimmied out of my starter jacket and saw the other hooded figure and Marcus were pulling Jamie up. I know I needed to go get help before it was too late. Marcus tried to go after me, but they told him they only needed one. I ran through the tunnel and fell numerous times since it was dark, and the only thing that I could see was a little moonlight ahead of me showing the way out. When I reached the end of the tunnel, I heard Jamie's blood-curdling screams. I ran through the woods and finally reached the road. As I stepped into the road, a station wagon swerved to miss me and stopped. A nice woman named Chelsea got out of the car to check on me. I told her that I needed to go to the cops, and I was trying to explain what happened, but I was crying and freaking out. Once I got to the police station, I told them everything, and they sent someone out to investigate. When they came back, they said there was nothing in the tunnel and no record of a young girl named Jamie living on my street. They said that there was a young girl named Jamie who went missing 20 years ago on that day. I'd been through years of therapy, and no one can give me the answers of what happened that night. I went back a few years ago, and I could have sworn I heard Jamie calling out to me. I refused to go back.
Thank you, Amanda, for that great story.
Yeah, so I wrote that.
You did a very good job.
Very true. It was stressful, but yeah, I liked our fun meetings when I'm like, I don't know how to kill Jamie, and we had to come in here and meet and talk about different... I mean, you should have heard Sam, guys. She wanted Jamie to get her neck slit open.
And that was me.
And, oh, that was you that wanted Chelsea to drink her blood?
She wanted Chelsea to drink her blood.
And then become a satanic goddess.
She wanted her FYI, to be the devil.
Chelsea was supposed to be the person talking, but then I decided to change it to that lady driving the car.
And our main character doesn't have a name.
Nope. No reason to.
True. And we also researched every building that we used in this to make sure that back in the 70s it would have been open.
And Miller Lite.
And Miller Lite.
Shout out to my father-in-law who works for Miller.
Oh, we have it. Don't we have a new story coming up about the Miller building? Is that the same building? What are you looking at?
I was just looking at you. I don't know what the Miller building is. I didn't think that was up towards Lancaster.
Oh, well, isn't it like...
It's in Trenton.
Trenton, yeah. Well, we do have a crazy story coming up about a Miller building, but maybe not the Miller building.
Well, isn't Miller Lite, owned by, Anheuser or something?
No, they're two different companies.
I don't know. I don't drink craft beer. No offense to your father-in-law. Sorry.
Jeez, Sam. I don't drink beer at all, friends. I'm a sober person.
She's a straight edger.
Drink all the beer.
Yes.
Me too.
With the exception of Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't drink domestic brews.
Yeah, except Twisted Tea.
Twisted Teas!
Do you want to get Sam a present, y'all?
Twisted Teas all day. I'd like to know what happened to Jamie. So if you decide to write another story, can we have, from Jamie's perspective?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You guys think I'm going to write more than one story. That's interesting.
Well, until somebody else writes it's more stories, yes.
No, you guys have to. This was really stressful, y'all. But I used to work in publishing, but as a managing editor, not a story writer. And it's completely different and difficult and stressful.
So is your degree in English?
No. My degree is in criminal justice with a minor in history.
How did you get that job?
Being awesome.
Yeah, you are pretty awesome.
Most people get jobs and their degrees don't even match up.
I know, but that's pretty, different.
I worked my way up.
Bye.
Ooh, that's what I was going to say.
With all ladies.
Ooh.
Don't do that, Heather. That's really funny because it was a romance publisher that I worked for, though.
Oh.
Stop.
What are you doing? So, you guys can't see this, but they're making very lewd gestures with their hands.
Please watch Paul Rudd on this.
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones. Paul Rudd on Hot Ones. He teaches you how to... Well, he doesn't teach you. He shows you that he makes these funny fingers. And so, Sam and I have been doing it to each other all day.
Yeah, you bend your finger a certain way, and it looks like somebody is standing over your head with their butt above your head, their legs spread. But he does it a certain way with his pinky, and it looks like a scrotum, and it's hilarious.
Okay, what do you guys want to talk about?
If you would like to visit the Devil's Tunnel, is that what it's called? Satan's Hollow?
Satan's Hollow. We keep calling it the Devil's Tunnel, but it's called Satan's Hollow.
If you would like to visit Satan's Hollow, you probably shouldn't because it's on private property. But you can at your own risk by Googling it and finding out where it is behind the coals.
It's behind coals, y'all, on Hot Road.
In the woods, there is.
Yeah.
If
you remember from last week, Satan, or last episode, Satan loves Kohl's.
Satan loves Kohl's.
And Big Lots.
And Big Lots.
Yeah.
The best one's going to be in the Escape, by the way.
Can't wait to not go.
We don't want you on our side of town anyways.
Actually, I do want to go to Escape because I want to go to the brewery distillery theater.
RJ Cinemas. Oh. Guys, I don't know if this is still a coupon, but RJ Cinemas has a buy one, get one free entree coupon on Facebook. Please check it out.
Yeah.
We haven't gone yet, but it's a local place, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. And maybe you can go and meet us.
No.
Nobody wants to meet us. Actually, Liz from Ghost in the Burbs said she would subscribe. I feel really special about that. I'm so excited. It was like so early in the morning, and I texted you guys, and I was like, oh my God! Like, I don't, yeah.
I woke up to too many text messages.
It's very exciting. Liz Sauer is a goddess, and I hope she does listen, and I hope that she likes it.
Yeah.
So.
Not as good as Liz, because she's like a legit writer.
She's a goddess. That's what I gotta say about it. I don't know why Sam's making gestures with her hands.
I feel like... I don't know. I hope the people from the zoo listen.
Oh, there man. That's what... You gotta start creeping on the zoo and getting them to listen to our podcast.
The zoo?
Yeah. Oh. Get on their Insta and be like, I have a podcast.
That has nothing to do with
I really do hope that the people from the Cincinnati Zoo listen, because we have this sweet-ass new bear cat... So UC Bearcats, Lucy has retired. So we have a new Bearcat. We have this cute ass new cheetah and his cute, dog friend who is learning how to be a dog companion. Who's the cutest.
He's so cute.
Yeah. And then what's
Chris.
Yeah. With a K and the,
so Jenner.
Yeah. Chris Jenner. The Bearcat has yet to be named. And then we have these two cute twin red pandas right now.
We have red pandas?
Oh my God. I'll show you. We've always had red pandas. I'm very disappointed.
I didn't know they had babies.
Yeah, there's two twins. I don't know if they're our babies or what. So lots of exciting stuff happening at the zoo. We love you, Cincinnati
Zoo.
Love the zoo. I've been a member for like 400 years.
Is the zoo haunted?
Probably. Nope. By that
power. Oh no, Heather! Too soon.
Digs out for Harambe.
Put it away, Sam. Put it away.
Now I want to know if anyone's ever died at the zoo.
Harambe died.
That's not a person. As sad as that is, it's not a person. It should have been that child, but
she had a ghost one of our gorilla. If you think that you can't have a ghost gorilla, you're insane.
I don't want a ghost gorilla. That sounds scary.
Yeah, ghost cat Tootie, RIP. Speaking of the gorillas, though, there's one named Ellie, and she's literally the cutest right now.
That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening to Paranormal Porkopolis. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Music, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join us in 2 weeks for another spooky story. Thanks to Steve Albert for music and editing.
Happy haunting!